We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The 12th pick in the 1992 NBA draft, the Miami Heat selects Harold Miner from the University of Southern California.
With the 5th pick in the 2003 NBA draft, the Miami Heat select Dwayne Wade from Marquette University.
Tom, we were there. Watch Dwayne Wade single-handedly take Marquette for the first time in 26 years back to the Final Four when they beat Kentucky in the regional final in Minneapolis.
This guy's a flat player. I mean, you look at the top three, and I think he's right at that next level. There's really not a lot he can't do. They questioned his shooting. I think he shoots fine from mid-range. He's a physical two-guard. He can get out and defend long arms, and he's not afraid to take it to the hole. He can draw contact and finish. I love this guy. I think he could be a multiple All-Star in a couple years.
With the 2nd pick in the 2008 NBA draft, the Miami Heat select Michael Beasley from Kansas State University.
You know, throughout all this debate, will it be Beasley, will it be Mayo, Mark Jackson said, if I got the 2nd pick, I pick Michael Beasley and I take my phone off the hook.
With the 14th pick in the 2017 NBA draft, the Miami Heat select Bam Adebayo from the University of Kentucky.
A third Wildcat comes off the board in the lottery portion of the draft.
With the 13th pick in the NBA draft, the Miami Heat select.
And that's coming up tonight. Find out what the Miami Heat's going to do with that 13th pick, which is the theme of most of our professional teams. 13th overall pick, because tomorrow night the Panthers are going to have the 13th pick in the NHL draft.
Lucky number 13.
And by the way, you think we're not sure about some of these guys and we have no idea who might be taking the 13th pick? Or even how to pronounce the names that could pop up.
Mm.
Can you imagine what tomorrow night's going to be like?
I guess we could have a contest on Monday when we come in here and say whose name is easier to say. The hockey, because it could be one of these guys in the NBA draft. I mean, I'm looking at picks 11 through 19.
Yeah.
I only see like three names I could actually pronounce.
The NHL, by the way, tomorrow, how about figuring that one out? You're getting guys from all the world. So talk about having to do your homework and your fan base.
There's a couple of Europeans that are going to be in the top 20 in the NBA draft tonight. A couple, not a lot, but there are a couple. Remember how it used to be? It used to be there was like five or six guys just because of potential, and what if he turns into the next Dirk?
Well, they're or Greek Freak.
Well, now it's the new Greek Freak, right.
So, yeah, so you can hit on those guys, and they – become franchise players. The problem is, even going back to the Greek Freak, you didn't get a chance to watch him play. You didn't get to see his games and what he was doing in those grown-ass men leagues they have over there against other, 30-year-old guys like a lot of these guys did. And that's a problem you have a little bit with this NBA draft. You don't know. Unless you watch Duke, you know those guys. You're not going to be surprised. Those
Virginia,
three guys.
You know, or if you saw someone go deep in the NCAA tournament, maybe
one
of those guys.
We see ACC basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Duke was playing anybody there on TV.
Right.
So Florida State, Virginia Tech. You saw Duke, North Carolina. Every one of those games, always the big college basketball game. But for a lot of these other places, you don't know – a lot about these guys.
No.
And you think that's bad? Baseball and hockey?
Yeah, much worse.
good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck finding out where that 17-year-old kid played juniors, right? You got to be a real hardcore Canadian.
Yeah, because you got to know the junior leagues. You got to know all that stuff.
Follow all that stuff and see. So,
how about tonight? Atlanta and Boston have 3 first-round picks, and New Orleans, Cleveland, San Antonio, Brooklyn, and Memphis have 2. That's a lot of teams with multiple first-round draft picks.
Trying to get people to dance with them, right? Either move up or looking at veteran guys that you might be wanting to dump. And, yes, I think that's going to be part of the story tonight.
Starts with 4, though.
They're all saying Boston, by the way, does not want to keep all 3 of those first-round picks. They like to get somebody to move with them a little bit. And then, of course, after this, we jump right into free agency,
yep,
which is also going to be fun.
Yeah.
Hey, the NBA's done a good job, man, with the trades, the draft, and free agency, because we still honestly don't know what anybody's doing.
No.
And now we got disgruntled guys, and how bad is it? We'll never know. I'm sure it's not as bad as it's being reported that guys aren't talking.
Well, Harden wants out now, right, because of the man boobs. He's gone. He's one of those guys out.
Yeah, okay. He got him. Skip's got to be a little embarrassed by that.
Well, I mean, it's one thing for us or me to read something quickly off Twitter and then realize 10 seconds later, oh, I probably should have looked at the real name. It's Wojnarowski's.
This is another one. You got 20 guys working for you in the other room.
I mean, if we had 19
reports
producers.
This has been going on for 2 years.
Yes.
There was the one report yesterday that it got so bad in practice going back 2 years ago that Chris Paul was making fun of James' man boobs in practice to the point that he broke down in tears and had to leave a couple of practices.
That's when
you're hitting bottom, right?
Yeah.
Okay, these are things that happen. We talked about the Kevin Durant, Draymond on the bench versus the Clippers. Those are the kind of things where the bridge burns to the ground and you can't even begin to rebuild it, right?
Yeah, so they're carrying on about a story that doesn't exist.
That is correct, okay?
They're carrying on about a story that absolutely never existed.
That's so amazing.
I
think it's amazing.
It will be fun.
The guy got him. What was the guy's name?
I'm not getting into that again. Why don't you say it a few times and see who gets suspended first? You go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and you can go ahead and bring it up.
It was Barry.
Yeah, there you go, Barry. Yeah. Anyway.
Barry McCockiner.
Yeah, he got him. Yeah,
I got it right.
He got him.
I didn't even mess that up.
Nope. It's a good thing you kept going.
Oh, I went
to get that last part in there for sure.
You got to emphasize the end of it.
You wanted to make sure you didn't
You
didn't mess that one up.
Say Barry really loud and then the end really loud.
So, anyway, we were looking this morning at Pat Riley's draft picks in the first round, and it's pretty interesting to look at the best. And we do this in football all the time, and Miami Heat have been around now for a while. Glenn Rice, Ronnie Cicely, 9th overall. Good pick.
First 2 picks.
Glenn Rice, one of the best picks in the history of the franchise, 4th overall. Steve Smith, 5th overall, also a really good player. Caron Butler, 10th.
Yep.
Dwayne Wade, of course, the best in the history of the franchise.
That's your top
drafted
5 right
by
there.
Far. Yeah. Yep. So there you have it. Justice Winslow and Bam, we got to wait on them to see. More work to be done, but getting better. Both those guys got a lot better last year. I would agree with everybody.
There's been some duds in there, though, too.
No. They've had – so how are you looking at Kurt Thomas? There's an interesting one.
He's a good player. I mean, I think he just had a good long career.
Willie Burton?
Willie, too, is a decent player. He did have, 53 against the Heat?
Yeah, he went for 50.
But, Khalid Reeves was the 12th pick overall in 94. Harold Miner was the 12th or 13th pick for this team at one point. Michael Beasley was the 2nd overall pick.
Who was the one LeBron? They thought that LeBron really wanted.
Shabazz Napier.
How about LeBron really wanted him? And it looked like Pat thought, well, let's go ahead and take him if that's who LeBron wants. And then he left and wasn't a very good pick.
Yeah, that's
not,
right.
Not a good pick. So they've had 20, is that right? 21 first round picks.
I believe
so. Is that
so.
What we counted this morning?
Yep.
A lot of them aren't top 1, 2, or 3 picks, right? Beasley was
the highest draft pick.
Beasley was a bad one.
Yeah,
and he's still playing in the league, and he's still everybody makes fun of him, and his minutes get limited. Next thing you know, he's on another team.
And then he goes to China and scores 100 points in a game. He comes back. Yeah,
he can get up in the morning, and he can score 15. Yeah. Just getting up in the morning after being out all night, the guy can score. But
that's the worst pick because it was a second overall.
Yes,
like if Michael Beasley was the 17th pick in the first round that year, and he didn't work out, we'd still say he was a bust. But he wouldn't say it was the worst pick.
We look.
You'd probably go to Harold Miner at that point, right? I mean, who's the second worst? Would Harold Miner be the second guy?
Yeah, Harold Miner.
Because there's so much hype around him.
Right.
12th overall, baby Jordan, USC. Yeah.
Anytime you put Jordan on somebody's name, you got a problem.
Right.
But let me give you the good news with Pat Riley and his staff and where they've had the great success, championships or almost championships, but really good teams. Let's go back to their all-free agent trade team. LeBron James.
Okay.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay.
Timmy Hardaway, Alonzo Mourning, Chris Bosh, and coming off the bench, Ray Allen.
Yeah, I'm winning a couple championships with that team. And there's going to be a lot of Hall of Fame.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah.
That's not a bad group.
Everyone on that list will be in the Hall of Fame at some point. Tim Hardaway's not in there, right? He's the only one not in there right now?
Yeah.
Well, Ray obviously just retired.
I don't know. Like,
Dwayne.
Timmy, of course, did most of his great play out with Golden State.
But he had good years here.
He had some good years here.
Good years here.
Yep. And they had great success. And
all those guys could be in the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done.
But, yeah.
All six.
The big three, of course, are going to be in. Chris Bosh definitely will get in.
LeBron, obviously. Shaq, obviously. Yeah. Zoe, obviously.
Zoe's
there.
In.
Yeah.
So anyway, you kind of get the picture where Riley is really focused, and there for a while is a lot less on draft picks and used draft picks to get players, including the one with Dragic that has been questioned. Would we give up two first round picks for him?
Yep.
And now Dragic has decided, since you like me so much, let me just stay for one more.
Take that 19-6.
Yeah, take that money and keep going.
Smart move by him.
So we'll see what happens when you get down to 13 tonight and what they're able to take. And if you've looked at all the mock drafts, they got them all over the place.
The mock drafts are crazy.
I just go pick your favorite school when it comes to the 13th pick and what they might do.
There might be 9 guys picked from North Carolina, Duke, and Virginia in the first round, those three teams. You can have 9 guys from those three teams. And Kentucky's got a couple kids, too. But there's 9 guys just in those 3 ACC teams that could be in the top 20.
Well,
Murray stayed right in the middle of it.
And then people were asking, you know, what was with the 44th overall pick and what was behind that and why did the Heat want a second-round pick? And I'm guessing there may be an NBA insiders out there listening right now, but to me it sounds like going on the cheap to fill out the roster with a guy that they can develop, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And they like to, and the Heat's done a good job of developing players like that to maybe get a chance where they can play someday on this in this rotation. So, but they need, they're over the cap. I'm guessing this got to be money driven, right? To fill out the
100%.
Roster. And
same thing the Lakers are going to do tonight. Do not be surprised if the Lakers tonight somehow, some way, trade future second round picks in 2027 to get into the draft tonight and end up having 3 second round picks tonight just to get roster guys. You need bodies. You can't go into a game with 4 people.
Well, we'll talk to Kyle Boone, who's going to join us, a college hoops and NBA draft writer for CBS Sports. We'll talk to him about all the second round picks who seem to be more popular this year, with teams loading up with these superstars and not having a lot of money left, and all of a sudden second-round picks look like they're going to be a lot more important to teams to fill out rosters. And you want to develop your own guys. I mean, you can't just live on free agency alone. Nobody can just live on free agency alone unless you want to pay some serious luxury taxes, right?
Yeah, that's the Lakers soon.
Yeah. Listen, them. How about Golden State?
Well, Golden State keeps all their guys. They're going to be paying $1 billion in tax.
That could be crazy. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll check in on the Kendall Toyota West, Kendall Toyota text line 56022. We'll have a lot more coming up right now, though.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Remember to listen to live coverage of the NHL Draft on the home of the Florida Panthers, AM 560 and 96.5 FM HD2 WQAM. It's this Friday beginning at 8 p.m. and Saturday beginning at 1 p.m. Sponsored by Checkers Old Munch and German Restaurant. Brats, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and more. All at Checkers Old Munch and German Restaurant in Pompano Beach. It all starts this Friday beginning at 8 p.m. and then Saturday at 1 here on 560 WQAM.
I think David Ortiz feels a little better knowing that the bullet in the back wasn't for him. It was meant for the guy he was sitting with.
Yeah.
What a crazy story. Plus, I think it's up, the list is up to like 11 now. Pretty soon we're going to find out there's like 35 people that were involved.
Would that surprise you?
And but yeah, so apparently David Ortiz goes, wow, amazing. I'm sitting with the guy that was supposed to take the bullet. You buying it, by the way?
No. No, I'm not. David Ortiz, in my mind, after hearing all this stuff and seeing all these things and seeing, eight guys, 10 guys involved right now, 11 guys involved, this was a hit. He was probably allegedly sleeping with the kingpin's wife.
Oh, you're buying that?
Yeah, and
well, they're saying this
they
guy,
were told him not to go. His buddies were saying, don't go down there. You got to.
You don't think they covered up this much, do you? Come on.
Why not?
How could you mistake David Ortiz?
No, he's 6'3", 250 pounds, right?
And the guy was standing next to him.
Yeah. Come on.
When he shot him.
Come on.
Yeah.
And then what is the whole woman story was made up? I mean, come on.
I don't know.
There's just too much BS in all this for me to believe.
Well, they're saying the cousin, I think the cousin set up some kingpin that's in prison. I don't know. It sounds like the next Narcos.
This sounds like a great tease.
Like this is going to be on the next Mexican Narcos because we got another one coming up. Okay. Mexico's got to catch up to Colombia on all the different Cali cartel.
Why not just start a Narcos DR?
And the that's just what they want. That's just what the Dominican Republic wants right now after everything.
It sounds
else
like it. It's a real life story. Yeah.
Let's check in on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. We appreciate everybody that takes time to text stuff in the morning. Thank you.
Someone says, I don't buy into the Ortiz story. Everyone knows Ortiz down there. Okay, maybe. I don't buy into it either, and I don't know what's going on down there. I don't buy the story. I buy the original one.
I heard last night everybody going, you ain't buying this, right? Like, hey, just we want to let everybody know we're not doing this. The most popular sports hero we have in Dominican Republic. It was meant for the guy he was sitting with, that guy, because that guy actually called out and got his cousin arrested. He's in prison now, and he's mad at him. Mm.
I don't buy it. Someone texts in, does Rob Pelinka think he's building a team for Ice Cube's Big Three League? Right now, he'd have a pretty good start. Anthony Davis and LeBron James. I could be the third in that one if I win some
they
games.
Win it, yeah, they win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah, that's it. Let's see. What about Riley's last 4 years, guys? Yeah, they've been questionable. A couple of really bad contracts. But I'm not going to look at that and say that's the legacy.
You're talking about last few years with the – are they talking about the draft picks or the veterans that they've signed?
He just said the last – or she or he just said the last 4 years. So I'm just guessing with that, it's, draft picks or and or free agent
signings. You just want to think if you're over the cap that you got a better team than you have, right? If you got cap problems – I'm going to have cap problems with Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Draymond, and Kevin. Then I want to have – oh, I got a tough one. But I don't want to be over the cap with this group that we have.
No, and be picking 13 and out of the playoffs. That's the difference. You win a championship, so you're going far. You know, at that point, you have a little bit of an excuse for that. So, let's see. Joe and Zach, where was the popo during that brawl and everything when everything got out of control at the baseball game? I didn't see one cop trying to break up that brawl up there at all. It was a shame for those very young kids to see violence like that. People wonder why some children grow up the way they do. Shaking my head, that's from the Jedi.
Yeah, but I don't think there's. You have to help me out. Being around parks.
Not cops at every game.
I don't
game.
See police no. at a youth game.
No. I remember at Central Park back in the day, there sometimes was a cop in the parking lot.
There was always a police officer like right when I there. Was going with my son on the weekends.
Well, yeah, because you were there.
On their fields.
Yeah, because you were there.
By the way, there are 20 guys fighting. What's the cop going to do?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's going to just shoot in the air a couple times. That's
Help.
It. Everyone stop.
Help.
Need backup.
Yeah, that's it.
That's exactly right.
At field three. The Joe Rose field problem. I mean, can you guys imagine if all Joe's wives had shown up to the games or those practices? There'd be a whole section for him. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, there was no reason for that shot. I mean, we were talking about it. There's really no reason for that. It wouldn't have been the wives. It would have been girlfriends. Would have been the problem.
Yeah, it'd be a section.
Can you show, can you punch someone out real quick? Because you said earlier you were an animated umpire. Yeah. I hate to put you on the spot, but can you like someone out?
So you want to give your best strike three call?
You prefer caught looking or swing and a miss? What do you like for strike three?
Oh, if
what gets your juices flowing?
Okay, I've told you with two strikes, and I hear the coach tell a young kid, "Don't swing, You'll walk. You can't throw strikes." So if it's close, I hey! And I kind of do the signal at the coach of the other team. Hey! So he's like, "That's what you get for telling that kid to walk."
You stick it in their face after the guy strikes out?
Oh no, I was a big old hot dog with extra mustard on it behind the plate. I talked to the kids too. Like, swing the bat, man. Swing it. You don't want to walk every time. Don't listen to your coach telling you to walk.
Might be the strategy for that team. You ruined
the strategy.
Come on,
little Johnny. You're doing great, man.
You're playing small ball, and you're trying to tell a kid to hit for a home run? What if they were learning?
That's great to tell a 10-year-old not to listen to his coach. That's tremendous.
Hey, don't listen to your coach. Swing at every pitch. I don't care if it's all the way outside. I know you're trying to win the championship.
You guys trying to get me. Yeah.
God, kid's going to get to high school baseball. He's going to look at the umpire, tell him when to swing.
Hey, just you let me know when it's good.
You got a big mouth like the last guy that we had?
So that's how you would punch someone out? That was your whole routine there?
I don't know, man. A long time ago.
Someone sent us a life hack and said we could use Church's Chicken coupons at Popeyes. You're welcome, he said. There you go. You get a couple of those coupons. You can go over there. Nice life hack there.
A lot of places accept other people's coupons, though.
You want to hear something?
Good specific one for us. We're crazy.
Let me ask you guys, because it's about time we get hungry.
I've been hungry for
2 hours.
What
are you craving right now before we get back? We got a crack conk place across the street.
Oh, yeah, I know you love that place. That used to be right next to when we were at the other building.
It's right across the street, just a little bit south. Yeah.
That's what you want right
now? Dined to throw hot sauce on that bad boy and go after it.
I'm going to be honest, and I know this sounds crazy, but I would like 2 slices of the meatball ricotta pizza right now.
Okay.
Maybe.
Cold pizza would be pretty good right now.
Yeah, I don't even care. Because it is. Doesn't have to be steaming hot. No, it could be right out the fridge. Yeah, well, maybe
cold
not our
pizza.
Food. I don't mind it. I don't mind.
I do.
I'd rather
if
have
it hot.
If
you can eat it in the morning, yeah.
Yeah. But if I had my option right now.
Only in the morning, though.
Someone brought
it
in a
breakfast box.
It was steaming hot. I gave it two minutes to kind of chill out. I would eat that.
All right, what else we got coming in here? Get you guys going on food. You guys
totally lost concentration. Yeah, I have no idea what's going on. Someone said, "Oh, my God, that is the funniest bleep I've heard in weeks," talking about the OJ stuff that we talked about before. We're actually going to have another segment coming up here before the show is over. Hollywood's going to do an extra headline segment.
That was just a teaser. It gets much worse. That was just a teaser, by the way.
That's fantastic.
OJ's got to know. Right?
I would hope,
he can't really think like, "Hey, I got 1 million followers. They love me. I'm back."
OJ be good for calling football. He's always good at cut left, cut right. That's one of our texters.
Jeez.
Well done.
That's bad.
That's real bad. So by the way, they got Dolphins. There's a Dolphins camp going on right now for the kiddies. There's a couple of people in their car right now. So we're on our way to the Dolphins camp with the kids in the car. So shout out to all the kids out there on your way to Dolphins training camp today for some camp.
Yeah, they have fun. That's all the guys over there that run those things that make them fun. And a lot of, I think they play a lot of 7-on-7. And,
really?
Yeah.
Look at that.
A lot of games and stuff.
Well, have a good day at camp. I wish I was going to camp today. That'd be nice. Let's see what else. Where I have tons of friends who wished they knew their father would even look like. My dad refused to support my dream and career and won't accept me unless I give it up because he thinks my worth is simply to work until I'm old and tired. Now our relationship is so unsalvageable. He's never met my future children. I'm telling you right now, I'd kill for a LeVar Ball any day.
I get some of that.
That's okay.
I got that.
I didn't know where that text was going, to be honest, when I started reading it.
No one said he's a bad dad. He's an idiot.
No. But it all ties back in. At least he's involved in his kids over the top involved.
He certainly seems to hurt his kids more than he helps, but.
What do you mean? He didn't hurt Lonzo. Lonzo got drafted second overall.
Get shipped out of L.A.
I don't know about having your sophomore or junior in high school turn pro and go over and kill his eligibility.
Yeah, I think he hurt the other two.
That would be a questionable move, and the other one's not even good enough to get drafted.
What did he lose, $1 million on the Big Baller brand?
They
got hosed by someone?
Yeah,
that's on. By the way, that's on dad, too. That's a good point. Yeah. That's good. But, I mean, he does care about his kids. He's got him scammed out of some of his money. But
guys, I work for the fire department, and my parents never called my chief on my behalf. I'd probably be fired. Don't the players have a union and agents?
Yeah, but these parents, they don't, like, I don't, they understand, but it's almost like they still think their kids are in high school. That's the whole point. Can you imagine calling the general manager to ask him if some story out there is true? And you're like, you're 25 years, your kid's 25 years old, and you're calling to see if we're really going to trade him?
Weird.
And what are you doing at practice?
Yeah, that's the weirdest one.
Although we got a family section now for Dolphin.
I guess it's every day during Dolphin training. Players, yeah. Right? Yeah, when we're out there, we see that all the time. This is a funny one. This is on the FSU story from earlier. Joe, no need to sugarcoat it. FSU baseball sucks. 4 rings, go Canes.
Is that what they got is 4? I don't even know between the two
I'm assuming, you know.
Well, listen.
And check Laz's arm. He's got them all tattooed.
That's right. We don't want to mess up. We got Kyle Boone going to join us. We come back. We're going to jump into this draft tonight. The NBA draft is going to take place. And we'll talk to him about some potential players that the Miami Heat could take at 13, as well as what the hell is everybody going to do with all these number one picks and number two picks that everybody has. What else you got for me?
That's not very nice. Someone just said cold pizza is gross and folks who eat it are losers. I don't like that text.
Mine's got to be heated up, man.
I can live with that, though. We are losers.
Really? I'm not taking that. It was a good text, though. Thank you for doing that. Radio.com.
Radio.com. With the 13th pick in the NBA draft, the Miami Heat select...
Well, we'll find out tonight who the Heat pick with number 13 and find out everything else going on with the NBA draft. That is tonight. But right now, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to bring on Kyle Boone, college hoops and NBA draft writer for CBS Sports. Kyle, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well, man. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming on, Kyle. We appreciate it. I know everybody's busy trying to figure out what the heck's going to happen and throw in all these teams that got all these first-round picks that are looking to move them. We expect things to get active with trades today at all before we get to that 13th pick?
Yeah, I think that is absolutely the case. You know, last night there was a trade that snuck into the radar, the Bucks and the Pistons. Traded Tony Snell and the Bucks actually gave up the number 30 pick in the draft. And so I think that's more of signs to come tonight. There's a lot of teams trying to move up, trying to move down, trying to move sideways. We'll see a lot of action in the lead up to tonight and potentially during the draft as well.
All right, number one pick, Zion. Number two pick, Ja Morant. Number three pick, R.J. Barrett. Number four pick, what? Why? That's when the draft kind of really starts, right? We kind of know the first three?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, I think Zion, Jaw, and RJ are pretty locked in at their spots, and I'd be shocked if any of those teams decided to move on, especially with New Orleans at number one. Memphis is pretty locked in with Ja Morant at two, and RJ Barrett is locked in at three. And unless New York just gets blown away with an offer, I think they'll stand there. So, yeah, I think the draft really starts at four. There's a lot of different players that are in play there, and if the Pelicans keep that pick, I would imagine they maybe look to add a wing or a shooting guard like Jarrett Culver or DeAndre Hunter. If they trade it, then all bets are off. I don't know who's going to be picking there or what they're going to be targeting.
Kyle, what do you expect from the Miami Heat at 13? What are they looking at potentially? Is it somebody could come in and play at least in the rotation in year one or more development?
You know, it depends on how the board shakes out before. I have them right now mocked to draft Nasir Little, a guy who has a blue-chip resume, but underwhelmed last season at North Carolina in a weird situation, too. You know, he joined a team that, you know, North Carolina is known for having an experienced front court, and he joined a really clogged rotation there and really wasn't able to get a lot of minutes, but you know, he showed some flashes. He was super athletic. And if you go back to his prep days, he was the best player in the McDonald's All-American game just a year ago, and that was a game that included R.J. Barrett, Zion Williamson, a bunch of other blue-chip prospects. So he's a guy that I would bet on. You know, he's 6'6", he's 225 pounds. He has a really strong work ethic, and a lot of guys have raved about just his personality and how he would fit. So I like that fit in Miami. A guy that I kind of secretly hope that is on the board for Miami that I would love them to swing on is Kevin Porter Jr., a guy who's a really boom or bust prospect in this class. He shot 42% last season from three. His motor kind of goes in and out, and I think there's some concerns about that, but still just a freshman from Southern California, and I really, really like him. I think he has star potential.
Is there another guy outside of Porter when it comes to you maybe picks 4 through 13 or 4 through 14 that could drop, that might be the fourth or fifth in some people's mocks, but then end up going all the way down to 14, 15, someone like that? Is there another guy you could see that might just take a huge drop tonight?
Yeah, one guy that immediately comes to my mind is Cameron Reddish. I think he's pretty consistently been linked to the Atlanta Hawks, who have the 8th, 10th, and 17th pick. And I would expect that if they keep that 8th pick, that they will take him at number 8. But they are one of the teams that has been active on the trade front trying to move up the draft. If they move that pick, there's a chance that Reddish is no longer guaranteed to go at number 8. And Reddish could be a guy that ends up falling in this draft as a result. I think he is a top 10 player in this draft. He has a lot of talent, a lot of potential, but similar to Nasir Little, he had an underwhelming one season in college. He's a guy who could end up slipping past 10 and potentially to 11, 12, 13. I don't think he'll go out of the lottery, but he could end up falling on draft night.
Kyle, it seems like a lot of teams are all of a sudden second-round picks more popular than they've been in the past with teams.
Yeah, I think that's right. And part of it, too, is just I think you can find pretty good value in the second round. It's kind of it goes back to almost the draft philosophy in the NFL where it's like, can you get a good running back in the first round? Yes. But can you get an equally good running back in the sixth round and you pay significantly less? Well, yeah, most of the time you actually can. So there's a lot of big men in this draft that I think you can get in the second round. And I think same goes for wings and shooting guards. So there is a lot of value in that like 30 to 45 range in this draft in particular. There's a lot of shooting guards, a lot of wings that bring a lot of value and a lot of upside.
You talked about before multiple draft picks in the first round. I'm looking at the list of teams that have more than one. Atlanta's got 3, Boston's got 3, New Orleans, Cleveland, San Antonio, Brooklyn, and the Grizzlies have 2. This just screams tons of movement in the first round tonight. I know we were talking about trades happening, but I'm also more interested to see how much movement's going to be in that second round with teams trying to trade in, like a team like the Lakers, who need to fill roster spots that might end up with a couple second-round picks tonight. Is there going to be more movement, you think, in the second round than the first round?
I don't know if there'll be movement. I wouldn't be shocked if there's just outright buying. We've already seen teams just straight-up selling picks in the second round. For $1.5 million, $2 million, somewhere around there. So I think because there is so much value in that second round, we could see some teams moving up, or you know, teams that don't have picks in a certain range deciding, you know what, we're gonna pony up, we're gonna pay $2 million, and we're gonna get a guy at 42 for $2 million that we feel can help us right away. So that wouldn't surprise me if there's a lot of movement, but also some teams just straight up selling picks and buying picks.
What about the Celtics tonight? They're sitting there. They've always seemed like they're in great draft situation. Tonight they got 3 picks. What do you expect them to do? You think they keep all 3 or they're looking to move?
I think they're looking to move. Would not surprise me at all. But their situation is kind of weird at the moment, where Kyrie Irving seems to be out the door. Al Horford seems to be out the door. They have a nice young core with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, but they could really hit the reset button with these draft picks. And if they hit on all 3, they could be sitting pretty right now, but they sit at 14. I would advise them to keep that pick, but there's a lot of value there. There's a lot of value at 20 and at 22. So, I think they could get 3 guys who they really like with those picks. But, Danny Ainge is always exploring ways to improve the roster. And I would imagine that includes potentially trading up. That's a lot of value with three first-round picks. If they moved up the draft board and snagged someone, that would not shock me one bit.
All right, we got Mike Conley to the Utah Jazz. By the way, the deal that's been talked about seems like for like 5 years now, like Mike Conley going to Utah finally happens. Let me what could happen tonight? Give me some vets who could be on the move tonight.
Oh, man, that's tough. If I'm going to make a prediction, I'd say Andrew Wiggins is on the move. The Timberwolves have been very active in trying to trade him. I think they're ready to cut ties. They don't like the contract. And they want to try and get some pieces around Karl Anthony Towns that they feel that they can get him to succeed with. So they have that number 11 pick. I think that they could potentially dangle that as a bait to try and get someone to take Wiggins, because Wiggins' deal is one of the worst in the NBA, and I think they're pretty motivated to move on from him.
You think we're going to have a big banger for free agency, if you don't mind me looking ahead on you a little bit? What do you expect? Give me a big one that could happen when we talk free agency after this draft and that all kicks in. Well, what do you think? Give me one that wouldn't surprise you.
I would not be surprised if Kyrie Irving ended up on the Lakers.
Wow. Really?
Wow, I like that.
Yeah, I think Brooklyn was pretty motivated to move open space because they thought they were getting Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Durant's timeline has changed pretty significantly, and I think the Nets, as a result, their timeline has changed, and I don't know if they want to take just one. I think they wanted to take both. It could have been both or none, and so, you know, Kyrie Irving could be in a situation where he thinks that his best situation may not be in Brooklyn, but actually in L.A.
What about the top
big
three?
Front runner that he
I
is.
Know. I can't even imagine Kyrie going back to play with LeBron, but that'd be amazing. Top three guys in the draft tonight, like we said, we kind of think they're locked in. When it's all said and done, which guy has the best career?
I'm going to go with R.J. Barrett, the guy who's going to go number three. I think his scoring instincts, his ability to really run an offense. You know, he was kind of a quasi-point guard at Duke, despite them having – Trey Jones, a guy who was a five-star prospect who's going to be a first-rounder next year. So I like what he can do. He's a guy who can really create space for himself. He's a guy who's been compared to James Harden. I don't think that's quite fair because Harden's going to be a Hall of Famer. But the way he creates space on the perimeter and can create his own shot, I think is super unique. And in the NBA, I think that adds a lot of value. So in 5 years from now, wouldn't be surprised if he's the most productive of those top three.
Kyle, appreciate your time, buddy. We appreciate you coming on. Draft day.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Crazy day for all those guys. It's Kyle Boone, College Hoops, and NBA draft writer for CBS Sports, joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. All right, we'll take a quick break here. We'll come back, 9 o'clock hour. I can't wait to get more into the OJ stuff. That's going to be my favorite part of this 9 o'clock hour coming up. An extended version of Hollywood's headlines coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.